Chair, you are on the record.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ada's board meeting for Monday, July 7th, 2025. I would like to call the meeting to order. And I would like to ask Remy to do a roll call of the board members.
Commissioner Sandy. Commissioner Crum.
Yeah, here.
Mr. Kendig.
Here.
Mr. Fogel.
He's here, but I don't know. Okay. He may be in the restroom.
Mr. Ellich.
Here.
Mr. Vivlamore.
Here.
Chair Pruse.
Here.
You have quorum, sir.
All right, before you is our tentative agenda. I'll take a motion to approve.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
This is Bill Vivlamore, I'll second.
Is any discussion, deletions, additions, clarifications on the agenda? Randy, you got anything?
No, sir.
Any objection to adopting the agenda as presented? Hearing none, it is. That gives us item number four, prior minutes for June 17th.
I move the prior minutes of June 17th, 2025 as presented.
It's Bill Vivlamore, I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Randy?
Page three, last paragraph.
All right, page three, last paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Is his name San or Sam?
Sam.
S-A-N?
Okay,
it shows page five of six, first line. Motion made by Mr. Vice Kendig.
That's a pretty good title.
That's a good title.
And just wondering about the space on four. That intentional, page four down next to the last paragraph, that space, is that intentional? That's all I have, Chair.
Thank you. Is there an objection to modifying the minutes as Mr. Eldridge suggested? Remy, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a challenge to get the minutes out this fast anyway, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any objection to adopting the minutes as modified? Hearing none, they are. That brings us to item number five, public comments. I'll remind the public that this is a comment period limited to 2 minutes. Please state your name and affiliation for the record. Remy, is there anybody online wish to make a comment?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you called. Please clearly state your name and your affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this point.
Anybody in the boardroom wish to make a public comment? I don't see anybody. I'll close public comment section. Brings us to item number six, new business. Under A, LESKM check presentation. Randy?
Yes, Chair. So at this point in the agenda, we have the opportunity to take a brief at ease and present the check in the amount that the board has approved for the LESKM methanol plant investment. The owners, partners are here. Two of them are in the room, J.R. Wilcox and Craig Graff. And if we can just take a few minutes, Mr. Chair, we'll get a quick photo opportunity with them and give them their large check.
Before we take a break, Randy, could you give us an update on the project and where we're at and the schedule, estimated completion, and again, remind the public, what the benefits are to both the state and Ada and LESKM themselves.
Yes, sir. So we've now finished negotiating and agreeing to the loan agreement and associated documents, which are quite extensive. It was a long process, but we did reach agreement of the minds on the terms. And so we are now able to go forward with the project. The project is a modular project. It'll be constructed in Texas and then move north. The benefits of the project for Alaskans is that this will remove a few things. It'll remove a significant amount of traffic off the Dalton Highway, as this methanol was previously manufactured in Trinidad and I think one other foreign location, shipped and trucked all the way to the North Slope. Methanol is an essential ingredient product for use on the North Slope, acts as an antifreeze, I think, and a corrosion inhibitor in the pipes. So it's a necessary element. And that has now, that manufacturing has now been onshored in-state to Alaska to be manufactured by Alaskans, which fits ADA's mission, statutory mission, very well. And we expect a number of jobs to be created. I believe the timeline is completion in roughly 2 years, 2.5 years, and look forward to this being a very, very successful project.
All right. Any questions from the board before we take a quick break? When will the completion be again, Randy?
Roughly 2 to 2.5 years, Chair.
Okay. And full-time employment?
I believe it's between, I want to say between 15 and 30 employees, different stages. The construction, there'll probably be more, of course, during construction on the pad, and then it'll drop off to the main, you know, operating and maintenance crew.
And is there any long-term benefit for ADA?
Long-term benefit for ADA, of course, is it meets our mission, jobs and economic development. It will also return very good rates of return for ADA. Plus, it'll return royalty and other taxes, property taxes, to the state of Alaska. I think the combined rate of return was estimated by our chief investment officer at roughly 22 to 23% combined.
Yeah. In the waterfall of loans, Randy, where would you say this is as far as the commitment amount that ADA has given?
It's one of the, I believe, one of the largest loans that we've ever done. It has a tolling, a tariff element to it that converts at production, where ADA will receive a permanent per gallon tariff or toll from production, which will continue as long as the plant is operating, which should be many, many, many years.
All right, if there's no objection, we'll take a quick break for the photo opportunity, and then we'll get back at it. You want to turn us off, Remy?
Chair, you are back on the record.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. I'll revert back to the agenda here under new business. Item number B, which is executive session, confidential and deliberative matters related to ADA's financials, financial matters, legislative and congressional matters, ADA projects, including ANWR, AMBLER, LASCAM, Ketchikan Shipyard, and others, all are subject to the deliberative process privileged. Executive process privilege or other legal exemptions from the Open Meetings Act. Also, matters related to ADA subject to attorney-client privilege will be discussed. I will entertain a motion.
I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: personnel, ADA financials, ADA projects, legislature, special session, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, or matters that are attorney-client privilege, and matters involving consideration of issues that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310(c)(1), (3), and (4), and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Bavelmore?
Yes.
Chair Prues?
Yes.
Motion passes, sir.
All right.
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. We are back in regular session. I advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session was limited to a discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosure by the Open Meeting Act. That brings us back to our agenda, which is item number 7. Project updates. Andy?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Project updates. The ANWR project continues. We did just get a reconciliation bill through the Congress that has some language that is helpful to the project. It sets the terms and conditions for the leases back to the Trump 2020 record of decision. It also increases the royalty share rate for Alaska from 50% to 70%. We're going to get a new run of the numbers from the Economic Research Group through the Department of Revenue, what that means starting in 2033, but that'll be a significant benefit to the state in terms of revenue, an additional 30% or 20% above what it was set at previously. That reconciliation bill also established that there has to be a number of new lease sales in the next 10 years. I believe it's at least 4 sales in the next 10 years, and sets those terms and conditions for those sales at the 2020 Trump record of decision terms. And so those terms were much more favorable than the 2024 Biden decision. So positive news from Washington, D.C., for ANWR through the reconciliation bill, and we'll be meeting with our attorneys and others to make sure we understand it correctly and apply it so that we can move as quickly as possible forward on ANWR in a reasonable way. The Ambler project, there was no language passed in the bill, but we are continuing to work on stakeholder outreach, any permitting issues, and developing a plan for moving ahead here in an expedient manner. We have meetings coming up with communities, Allakaket and others, and we'll be out in the villages as we usually are in the summer and in the fall. The West Sioux project application should have its application filed with the Corps by July 18th. And under the President Trump's executive orders, there'll be an expedited permitting process applied to the application, and we hope to have a decision, I hope within 6 months going forward, that permit is approved. And we'll be pushing forward there as reasonably as we can. Other projects, we have a loan participation program is running along. We have a couple significant potential projects for that program that Tiffany can detail if she'd like. But the Birchwood Hotel has been completed, of course, and moving forward from there, I think it'll be a good year for the LPP program. Tiffany can add some context if she wants.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. We're running along pretty stable. We've got a couple of applications coming in very soon here. We just closed out our last application up north. So for this year, even though this is only through May 31, we'll be closing at about $36 million for the year, which is double what we had the previous year.
Nice.
So we're continuing going. We've got some large projects this year. Again, we've just started, so we're getting there, but hope to see those in probably end of August to October. We'll see those come through. As far as the dashboard, we were able to receive a payment on our modification. So that one is getting a bit better for us. So that's pretty much what we have as far as delinquencies. We had one that is out there from a previous institution that looks like it's a borrower accounting issue. So that one we're less worried about. We think that's probably going to be a servicing issue in the future, meaning just the borrower getting to the right institution. Any questions for that?
Tiffany, so there's no delinquencies at this time, right?
There are delinquencies through the modified note that we have. Okay. So they've made a payment, but they are still delinquent at this time, yes.
Okay.
Randy?
I'm trying to find the page number. Must be 6 in that section 7B. At the very top, it shows 15 million and percent of total 3.69. So,
what
could you tell me about that?
Sorry, what page are you on?
6.
6, okay. Okay.
So, that 15 million.
Okay.
What is that?
I'm on page with the NICS diversity. Is that what you're on?
Yes.
Okay.
Top left.
15 million. Okay, so there is obviously.
What is that?
That looks like that is a issue with the formatting that's on there that's missing a portion of it. There's one I know that's 15 million, but that should not be on there. I'm guessing what it's pulling from is a direct loan. Mm-hmm.
Direct loan?
Yes, the direct loan that is out for HECS. Thank you, Jeff. Understood. So we can get that put on there with an appropriate code, because this is for NICS, it pulls the existing projects and loans in process. So it's not just pulling LPP, it's pulling across the board. So we can get that updated to have a category on it. Thank you for letting me know that.
Thank you, Tiffany. That's all
I have. Any further questions? All right, thanks, Tiffany. Project Fat Seats, anything on that?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, there are a few typo errors that Mr. Ella just shared with me that we staff will clean up and get corrected. We'll get to that right away.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Randy.
Randy, could you explain the DeLong Mountain Transportation System? It's referenced in our package of projects at least 3 or 4 times. If you could just reiterate that for us.
Sure, Mr. Elledge. So when the DeLong Mountain Transportation System or Red Dog approach or method to financing is mentioned, what it's referring to is an approach where ADA issues bonds, but we do not move forward with issuing bonds until the mines that are benefiting from the infrastructure have committed to repayment of those bonds. And so that method involves establishing a reserve fund and the issuance of bonds by ADA, but we do not go forward with that until we've got those solid commitments from the mines.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet. Turns up, next is our regular Next regular scheduled meeting is August 6th. And then item number 8 is board comments.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I just want to say thank you again to Executive Director Randy, as well as all the staff that is doing a tremendous amount of work. We've got a lot going on and a lot of balls in the air, and just appreciate all that you're doing and understanding that we are kind of in a time crunch and we need to be moving at light speed, and just appreciate all that you're doing and making things happen to continue the success and long-term success of this organization. So thank you.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo Albert's comments. As usual, staff has presented us with a lot of information we need and listens to us very well. And I know we have a lot of moving parts, and you guys are just amaze me every meeting. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you.
I know. I thought, did we really schedule a board meeting for Monday?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yes.
All right, I'll take the arrow. Julie or Adam, anything to say?
No, I'm good.
I don't have any comments at this time, thanks.
Well, I'd like to thank Randy and his team. Appreciate it. Appreciate the after the 4th holiday. And our Fairbanks representative coming down out of the smoke. You know, a lot. We do have a lot going on, and a lot of good decisions to make. Regardless of the challenges that are in front of us, the end result is for something positive for the organization and for the state. So, keeps me excited and engaged and focused on whatever is the best path forward. I think we all should remember that is when we make decisions based on the facts in front of us, and try to make the best decision for the path going forward. With that being said, I look forward to our next board meeting, and I'll take a motion for adjournment.
To adjourn.
This is Albert. I'll second.
That was Bill Kendig made the initial.